Welcome to the Dildorks, dorky discourse on sex, dating, and masturbating. My name is Kate Sloan. I'm a sex journalist, a sex blogger, and I've had 4 threesomes? I think so. Who are you?
I'm Bex. I'm a sex educator, a sex blogger. I did not know there would be math involved in this intro. I have had a couple of threesomes. Something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. It depends on if you count the one in the middle of the orgy or if that's just an orgy. It gets complicated.
Yeah, it's hard to differentiate sometimes. Yeah. Hard to know where you end and the threesome begins. We have a special guest with us today. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Suze. I am a sex blogger, friend of both of you.
Yeah. How did you get here?
Oh my gosh, surprise. I'm just a creepy fan. What else? I have had a handful of threesomes, I think.
Or perhaps a fistful.
Ooh.
Yeah, I would say you would need 2 hands to carry the amount of threesomes you've had.
You know how many I've had than I. But yes, probably 2 hands.
Yeah.
2 hand threesomes.
So we met because we're both sex bloggers. I recall vividly that I went to coffee with you where you live, and I ended up showing you a slow-mo video of a dude jerking off.
Yes.
He had given me consent to show people this video. And then prophetically, we ended up threesoming with that dude like way later.
Yeah, I guess so. It was like the meet cue before.
Like all true good romance movies.
Yeah, you were just sold on that dick. But we wanted to have you on to talk about threesomes. I am curious, like, when you saw that dick, were you actually sold on it? Did you need to meet him in person before you decided you wanted to threesome with him?
Well, I mean, the dick first was not in a threesome context. So, I mean, right. Like, I wasn't, like, I saw the dick and was like, yeah, I want a threesome. Because I think at the time I wasn't even, like, really, like, participating in threesomes or group sex at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, that's a really nice dick. That eventually I would be around if it was around. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many threesomes have you had?
I think, let me count. So I had, the first 2 I had was in one night.
Whoa, yeah. Ambitious.
Yeah, it really was. It was at our local sex club. Mm-hmm. I had never been there before. I'd also never like been with a person who was a vulva before. It was a lot of firsts, and I went by myself.
Wow.
Yeah, so I showed up, and just like one just kind of happened, and there was like a situation where I think the dude was fingering me too hard, and like his nail hit me somewhere on my vulva, and I started bleeding. Mm-hmm. So there's like a lot of blood, but it was kind of like I was also kind of like I was a little drunk, so I was like nervous, but like it was like a good drunk. But then like I looked up, because you can't really sometimes like I don't know, I just associate with my body a lot when I'm drinking. So I couldn't really like feel if there was like a cut or something, but I just remember like looking down, and I had worn bright like white panties. So then I like, and when I went to like, when it was final finished, I kind of noticed, because like I tasted it somehow in the mix of things. I was like, what's happening? And I noticed his hand was like really bloody, and I was like, there's a situation happening. But I was very in that like moment, I was like, oh no, I was like, I came to Toronto because I don't live here. I was like, I came to Toronto for the night, like. I was like, I can't just like let that be like the end of it. Like, I'm sad, like me with my bloody panties. But so I like cleaned myself up, and I like associated kind of like the risk factor of what was happening. And I was like, okay, I was like I'm not like, I was bleeding like externally, and it was like in a spot that wasn't like really near anything. I was like, okay, I can continue, but maybe no dicks or things inside.
Yeah.
So then I continued on, and I had like a really awesome threesome, and I ended up fisting a lady, and they were a great couple. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those were the first 2 that I had.
Nice. That's an auspicious start to your threesome career.
Yeah, it was bold. I can't, that's the only other word I can describe it. And then I had, I think the next one, no, there was a couple off of FetLife, And then it was you and I in the threesome. Your former fuck pal.
No, I was considering the word former, because actually at this point I don't really know.
Oh, okay, so that one. So that's four, and then I had two while I was in LA.
Mm-hmm. And you told me that the two you had in LA were, one was your best threesome ever and one was your worst, so tell me about that.
I was surprised. I was like, so it happened in one weekend, so they're very comparable, it was one after the other. So the first one was with this couple who, before I went to LA, I posted a thing on Reddit, in like the R for R, which is like Redditor for Redditor, and I was like, oh, like I'm looking for like queer friends, like couples, you know, just like chill people, and I had like kind of like cast a wide net of people that I'd like be interested in hanging out with. So I got a lot of responses from couples who wanted threesomes. They're looking for the unicorns out there. Like there's a lot of responses. Like, oh, this is overwhelming almost. So like I kind of like went through and like found people who were like cool. This one couple. It was her birthday, and they're like, oh, like, we're doing a, like, we kind of want to do this. We've never, like, been with another girl before. She's never been with a girl before. She kind of wants to explore that. And my main source of communication initially was with the dude, and I'm always very wary of, like, when the dude reaches out first, because I'm like, hey, is she really into this? Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of situation. But we, like, had a WhatsApp, and it was seemed to go really well, and they're like, oh, we're not, like, from LA, we live outside of LA, so we're gonna like drive in and get an Airbnb for the night. I was like, oh, you're like sure, because that's like a lot of commitment for us to like not really have like any like face to face conversation before. And they're like, oh yeah, that's like fine. So we went out to dinner and they bought me dinner, which was really nice. And the conversation was good. Like it wasn't something to stop me from continuing on with the night. Like there was nothing like that. But like it wasn't like an amazing, like we were all really connecting on like a deeper level kind of thing, and really had chemistry. So we went back to the Airbnb after, and I was like, oh, this is fine. And I don't know, like it was like really awkward because she had never been with a girl before, and I'm just like a naturally semi-submissive person. I kind of want to let other people, especially like with when I'm like being with couples, I want to let them lead because it's like what their comfort zone is. Mm-hmm. And when we did like talk about boundaries before, they were kind of vague on like what they really wanted. So I mean, like those were, I guess, warning signs that I just kind of like dismissed. So then I was sitting on the bed with both of them, and he's like, the guy, the husband was like, oh, like we'll just turn on a movie or whatever, and like, I don't know, it kind of makes sense in this. I don't know, it's not like we're going to start making out now. Like, I don't know. We're like,
looking at each other. Like, when you're a teenager and you're just like, we're just watching a movie, Mom!
That's exactly what it was. So
Netflix and chill.
That's kind of was the start of it. Because, like, it's not like you just look at each other and you're like, all right, commence making out. That's
definitely did on my last date, so.
I mean, that's basically what happened with our threesome is, like, I took each of you aside separately. I was like, so, feeling threesome-y tonight? And you both were like, yep. And so, like, I kind of cleared everybody else out of the party and was like, all right, threesome time.
Good. Yeah.
But so this dude was watching TV.
Yeah, so he turns on White Chicks.
Oh,
I know. Bad decision all around. Oh. I'd never seen the movie, but I was just like, I know I don't like it. Yeah. It was kind of that. No. So it turns out,
I feel like comedies are always a bad idea for that. Like,
true. You're going to be distracted.
I don't know what the appropriate
choice would have been.
That's a you answer.
I would fuck to, like, Secretary, and that's probably Secretary. It. Maybe Brokeback Mountain.
I feel like sexy movies are distracting.
It's too romanticized.
Action movies, they're loud enough to cover
any
noises.
Also, yeah.
You can drown them out because there's no plot. It's just explosions. So it's not like you're going to hear something and be like, oh my god, she said what now?
You're not going to invest in the plot.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's important.
Because it's just explosions, which cover the sounds of moans. It's very well thought out. Die Hard.
There we go. That's amazing.
So White Chicks.
It was White Chicks, yeah. So he started watching that, and then, like, at this point in the situation, I kind of realized it was definitely more for her. Like, this was more of her, like, idea that kind of, like, came to be, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, her and I were on the bed, and, oh, also, she's pregnant, by the way. Okay. I forgot to mention that.
Mm-hmm. Which you're into, if I recall correctly.
Yes, yeah. I was like, oh, like, we'll see, like, if, like, this works out. It was, like, I don't know, it was very neutral. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like it didn't happen in good context. Which yeah,
that's
here.
True. No, so I don't like, know, but I don't think like we had a good time. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know. Maybe it's like a. But he. I was like, just, is this a kink of mine that I want to explore? And then I was like, yeah, it's like whatever. It's kind of like yeah, a, mm-hmm. didn't really matter at that point. But yeah, so we are sitting on the bed, and then we're like, oh, like it's like you know, she's like, oh, how do you start this? And I was like, okay. Just kissing another human, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, just like I was like, I'm like, I really was like reassuring. I was like, you know, like we'll take this like however silly you want. Like just let me know. Like really, I want to have like open communication about this. It's all good. So we started making out, and things started progressing, and eventually like we're fingering each other, like. That stuff's happening, and he's still watching White Chicks. It's just like wasn't even looking over. I was like, "What is happening right
like,
now,
bro?"
I was like, "Your wife and a hot woman who you pursued off the internet are sitting in bed making out and fingering each other."
That's like it makes me wonder if he was like deeply uncomfortable with it and like needed to distract himself.
Oh, yeah,
I think so. He didn't look at me the entire time.
That's so awkward.
It was so awkward. It was, I was just like, please get me out of here. Like I was. Oh, so we continued playing. I brought toys too. So like I was just like, so her and I were playing with that. She really liked using the dildo on me. We were just kind of like having our own time, still watching White Chicks. This guy is. Like, I was like. I was looking up and being like, what's happening here? Because like, it's like, your wife is having this experience. If it's her first time with a girl and she really wanted it, you should try to be invested in that, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Or if you're that uncomfortable with it, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
So, he joined in at one point, but didn't look at me still. He was like, she's like, she, I don't know, we were doing some stuff, she's like, is it okay if he joins now? I was like, yes. I was like, that's
maybe
fine.
Maybe he thought he needed to be invited. Maybe he thought you were going to tell him when it was his turn.
I don't think so.
So he's like
I really
so bored waiting
so.
That he has to watch a movie?
No. It was not that. You could tell. Like, there was definitely like, it's not good vibes coming from him.
Yikes.
So eventually, like near like the end, he did have a small dick, so I don't know if that was maybe something, like, he was, like, like, so it could have been anxiety. That's, like, that was
yeah,
kind of, like, one
okay.
of my,
yeah.
One of my options for,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah. So, one point, he was fucking her while she was using a dildo on me, so we were, like, opposite sides of the room. That was no good mojo between us. And then, I think they're like, is it okay if we come? And I was like, yes,
I will allow it.
Am I the grand master of this? I don't know. So I was like, yeah, like, go for it. So they came, and I was like, all right. did I come? I think I might have come when she was using the dildo on me, but it was very, like, separated from, like, the group. It was just, like, the sensation of a good dildo that I brought.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay. And then I still, like, started, like, kind of just, like, you know, normal sex, like, cleanup stuff. I was, like, went to the bathroom, cleaned myself up, and I came out, and I was like, okay, like, I'm gonna go home.
Now.
And they're like, oh, are you sure? And I was like, you want me to stay after that uncomfortable endeavor? Like, like, you could stay the night. I was like, why would I cuddle in bed with you guys? I
no.
didn't even touch this dude. It was really, yeah, he didn't look at me. The entire time. So then they paid for my Uber home, which was
nice. That's nice.
So
that's
I was
nice.
Like, there we go.
Yeah.
It, when you said about if they were they were asking if they were allowed to come, it made me think about how like almost every threesome I've ever had, there's been some element of like uncertainty about the power dynamics of play, because like especially
definitely.
If there's kinksters involved, like I remember when we had a threesome, like you and me are both very subby, but the two people I was threesoming with both kind of didn't know each other and didn't really know each other's boundaries, so like I felt like I had to be the boss of that situation.
Yeah.
Even though normally with that dude he would be.
Mm-hmm.
Because you two were like kind of apprehensive about touching each other, so I was kind of like, all right, you put your hand here and like you do this.
Yes.
And it brought out this like bossy bratty side of me. But, like, I was thinking about how, like, you and me, Bex, had this conversation about what if our sirs, our dommy dudes, got together and tried to out-dom each other. And I actually had a conversation with my boyfriend about that where he was like, that's not really how that works because, like, what's fun about domming is when the person wants to be dommed. If you're just trying to out-dom or out-sub each other, that's not really a fun thing for anybody.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
What makes for a great threesome? What are, like, your best threesomes?
Well, we didn't hear about the best threesome that happened in the same weekend.
So the next night, I met up with this couple that were also off of Reddit, but they contacted me through Instagram, DM, which was cool at the time. They're like, oh, like, I just want to see, like, if my Reddit message got through. And they were, like, really respectful and nice about it. And I was mainly talking to the dude, and, like, he was really cool and just, like, I don't know, like, a good conversation was going. And then when we planned something, we planned, a nice little date, and then, well, actually, they planned it. They're like, oh, like, we're like, because I don't know LA, so they're like, oh, we're gonna go, like, to this place. So we met up, actually, they picked me up, and immediately, I just knew, it was, like, chemistry. Like, it was just, like, amazing chemistry. Just, like, when you're going on, like, a date with just one human, like, you want to have that really natural vibe, so we were just like, I want to hang out with you for, like, the rest of today, you know? So we drove downtown LA and went to this, like, cafeteria style restaurant, which was really cool. It was, like, really good, like, really good food, just served cafeteria style. And then we just, like, ate and just talked about, like, our interests and stuff. And it was, like, just a normal date. It was flowing. It was just a good conversation. I felt like I was making new friends, you know? Which I think, like, that's, like, the good quality in choosing people to threesome with, for sure. And then they're like, oh, what else do you want to do today? And we kind of, like, consider our options. They're like, oh, let's go to an escape room. And I was like, sure, this is great. I was like, I've never been to one. I've always wanted to go. So I was like, oh, this is amazing. But so we found a time and, like, we booked a space for the escape room, and then we went to, like, this little Japanese, like, dollar store kind of thing. A bunch of, like, weird cool things there, so we just kind of, like, looked around and had fun. And then we went to the escape room, so it was us three, because escape rooms, when you do them, there's, like, another group. There was just, like, a group of, like, high schoolers, like, they were just graduating, like, grade 12, and we're like, this is fun, this threesome, and then you so we did the escape room with them. Actually, like, the way, like, it branched off, because, like, you could do, like, two areas at one time. I was mainly with, like, some, like, the high schoolers. I don't know how that happened, but it was good. And then, like, we got out of that, and they're really nice about, like, asking. They're like, oh, do you want us to drop you off at home, like, where you could come over and, like, have some wine with us? I was like, wine with you. So it was nice to have, like, that out of, like, oh, yes, like, you can go home, like, if you're not feeling it.
Yeah.
Which was nice. I really liked that and appreciated it. And then we went home, and we're just hanging out, and, like, there's just, like, really good giggly vibes between me and the girl. So we were just, like, giggling together and just having fun. And just, like, we could, like, I don't know, I was very attracted to her, and we were attracted to each other. And then I just, like, she's like, oh, should we go to the bedroom now? I was like, yes. And then it just, like, was like, whew. It was like a magical explosion of good sex.
So. I read a tip a long time ago. I was nervous about an upcoming threesome, and I think I posted a thing in a Facebook group about, like, any tips for, like, reducing threesome anxiety. And someone was like, if you ever start to feel like you don't know what you are supposed to be doing in a given moment, just, like, put your mouth on something, and that'll usually work. And I actually have found that so helpful.
That's so smart.
Right?
I've never heard of it like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great.
Just put your mouth somewhere.
Anywhere.
Someone's gonna hear that and put their mouth on a pillow and be like, I don't know why this isn't helping.
Just laying
there. I'm alone in another room. I don't know.
There's a piece of cake. Yeah.
That, or they're gonna just start applying the advice to, like, business meetings or something. Whenever you feel lost, just put your mouth on something.
Oh no.
I'm curious how you like to do negotiation before a threesome. Like, how do you prefer to discuss things with couples or with whoever you're threesoming with about what you are and are not comfortable doing?
Well, I feel like the threesome that we had, it was, like, a lot of flirting leading up to it. Like, it was, like, kind of, like, a lot of, not preparation, because we didn't prepare like you two did for your threesome.
Yeah.
It was more a little bit spontaneous for us.
Yeah.
I like just to ask normal boundary questions, like with, like, I guess, like, specifically couples. I don't say, I think, like, our situation was a bit more unique mm-hmm. of the types of threesomes I usually have.
Mm-hmm.
But with couples, I'm just like, what are your boundaries? Let me know. Like, here's mine. Like, because I've had, like, when I first started having threesomes, I don't know why, but I was just like, no, like, penetration, because I felt like it was just, like, too much to deal with, and I was like, just, like, no penetration just kind of makes it easy. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, a limit for myself. I can just kind of go about that. So, I just be like, this is, like, what I'm not into, you know, just, like, you know, normally negotiating for sex, but really focusing and trying to remember, like, both of theirs and, like, what is, what's good and what's not good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's going to be a lot of jealousy issues, and I'm trying to, like, kind of, like, ping to make sure I'm not falling into, like, any category that's uncomfortable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know you said your threesome with Kate was a little different and that you tend to play with couples. And I know, like, unicorn hunters online kind of get a bad rep for, like, always going after the bi girl. So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about, like, what it is you like about unicorning and why you think people get such a bad rep on like, dating sites for looking for unicorns.
Yeah, that's fair. When I go on Tinder, like, and I have, like woman and man checked off, there's a lot of, like either like bi or like lesbian girls who just have no like unicorns, no couples, or like I'm not a unicorn, you know, that kind of thing in their profile. And I'm like, oh, so like it's a problem for other people.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, like when people approach me for that, like on, if I see that on Tinder, like I don't mind seeing couples because I know there's like kind of like minimal ways to find like good places to find unicorns.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't blame them for it, but I also don't blame people who have that in their bio, because couples can be not awful. Well, they can be. everyone can be awful. But, like, I guess, like, aggressive in a way that's, like, yeah, taking advantage of, like, bisexuality, I guess, some people would put it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know for me, when I used to get coded as a woman on dating sites, it always bothered me because it felt like unicorn hunters weren't looking for me. They were looking for someone who fit a checklist,
mm-hmm.
and I fell into that category.
They
perceived me as a woman. I was queer.
Mm-hmm.
I, like, talk a lot about, like, sex positivity and stuff
yeah.
in my things. So they're like, you like the sex things. Excellent.
It's like the golden unicorn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just feels kind of dehumanizing.
There
yeah.
is a very, yeah, icky side. There's people who are like, oh, yes, like, we want someone, like, to fuck us, and that's kind of it. But it's like, hire a sex worker. Like, if,
yeah.
if that's just what you want, no strings attached, like, go for that. It's their job. That's
yeah.
They're professionals. But, like, I guess the majority of people don't do that. So they're, like, looking. And there's a good people who are out there looking, who are just kind of like they want to know you as a person, not just kind of as a place to put things.
Yeah. And I think there are certain types of people who like have a servicey streak where like they have a fantasy about fulfilling other people's fantasies, like being the sex fairy and like kind of just like, what do you want to do? I can help you do that. And some people are really into that, but like you can't assume that the unicorn you're hunting is that type of person. Like, you have to make it an enjoyable experience for them, too.
Exactly. So how I, like, started, I guess, got the idea of, like, oh, like, I'm into this. I don't really know how it happened. I'm sure porn or something like that. But that's probably how it was.
I feel like I have so many stories in my life that could start with, I don't really know how, I suppose porn.
I suppose porn. It might have been, like, erotica online. Like,
mm-hmm.
Reddit again, they have Gonwald stories, which are like people write their own stories of like they're true, like it's not like a fictional thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're true stories. So like I think it's probably on there where I was like, oh, this is like a really hot idea. So for me, like when I unicorn, I feel so special because it's like, oh, like a couple is inviting me into like their previously like cemented relationship, and be like, oh, you're like the shiny new toy for the day. Obviously, that has its disadvantages if people are objectifying you in bed. But it's a lot of fun because you're just like, oh, like, I'm here, and, like, I can kind of, like, I don't know, it's just a lot of fun. There's, like, you get both dick and vulva in the same room, so it's pretty great.
I definitely know that there are some couples that, like, the individual people, I'm like, yeah, I'm them into you, sure, whatever, but, like, you put them together and it's just something about, like, the chemistry between them, yeah, and everything, too, mm-hmm, where you're just like, no, I just really want to fuck both of you. Like, yeah, take or leave either one of you alone, but, like, yeah, together, I want that experience. Yeah. Get me one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so nice to see, like, the connection between people, and you're like, oh, my God. Yeah. Like, the woman I fisted, like, there was such a good dynamic between those two, like, as partners, and it just felt like I was, like, I could see, like, how much he loved her by, like, asking me to fist her, and it was just like, oh, like, that's so nice. Like, he's like, because what happened was, like, I was fingering her, and he, like, looked up, and he's like, do you want to fist her? And I was like, what? Are you sure? I don't know what I'm doing. And then, like, I looked at her, I was like, are you sure? And then, like, they both were like, yes, yes, please do. So then he like, took lube, squirted it on my hand. It was, like, very, like, all of us process. And then, like, he taught me, like, how to do it with, like, the motions or whatever. And then I did it, and she came on my fist, and whoa, that was a very powerful, yes, feeling. And I looked up, and the person, like, on the bench over next to us was like, I've never seen that before. I was like, I've never done that before.
That's amazing. I feel like you are, like, one of the most confident people I have ever met. I remember the first time I ever saw you or, like, heard about you at all was at Tell Me Something Good, and you were telling this story about how you, like, fucked an entire football team.
Oh, I didn't fuck an entire football team.
Why do I always misremember this? In my head, you fucked the whole football team.
I did not. I fucked one of the football team, but I walked into a full room of football team people that I did not expect to be in this hotel room. And they were all talking about me before I arrived. So I was walking down the hallway, and he, like, told me, like, his room number. And as I'm approaching, I'm starting to hear, like, yelling and screaming. I was like, oh, no. I was like, what am I walking into? I want to be gangbanged tonight. This is not the night for this. So I kind of, like, I was like, oh, I'm curious. Like, I listened to outside the door before I knocked. And this one guy, like, his voice stood out of everyone's. Not the guy that I was there to see. He's like, you're gonna, what did he say? Kick me out of my room to go have sex with some random girl? You don't have condoms. She could have an STD. And I was like, oh, God. So I knocked on the door. Which, like, not everyone would do. But I was feeling extra sassy. So then you hear the whole room goes quiet. Like, just like, oh, quiet. And then you hear someone shuffling, and this guy opens the door. Not the guy that I'm there to see. He, like, lets me in, and I, like, kind of, like, stroll in. And I, like, turn around, and I'm like, I'm not some random girl. We did go to high school together, actually. Second of all, I brought condoms. And third thing, I don't have an STD, so there we go. And they're like, okay, this girl means business. So then they figured out, because a situation with the guy who was, like, crashing, he was very drunk, so then they filtered out. Not a threesome story.
So you connected with that guy on Tinder, and one of the things that comes to mind for me whenever I think of Suze is Tinder, because you're honestly the most successful Tinder user I've ever known.
Oh, thank you.
Like, you just seem to find gems on there. Like, I can't even find dudes who can, like, hold a conversation most of the time, let alone dudes who will, like, go down on me and make me come. So, like, what are your Tinder tips? What are your secrets?
What are my secrets? Put in the time. It does take a lot to sift through, like, a bunch of people that you really don't want to be talking to, because there's a lot on there that you don't want to be talking to.
Yeah.
So I go through periods where I use Tinder very, very heavily, and then not at all. So when I'm, like, not at all using it, I can never find good people because I'm just so casually on there. It's, like, I'm not putting any effort into conversations myself, mm-hmm, and I'm not, like, actively, like, swiping. So it's not, like, as, I don't know, a good of a chance that I'm going to find good people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when I, like, when I do use it a lot, I'm just like, bam, bam, bam. Like, you go through, like, all the people, you're just, like, swiping. Those are swiping noises. Yeah. That's how I do Tinder. Very aggressive.
I'm just picturing you, like, holding the phone out, like, bam, bam, bam.
That's
big windmill arms.
That is accurate. No, there's some days when, like, yeah, like, you go through. You just have to go through. You don't, like, I do try to, like, check people's profiles, but I never spend, like, more than a minute on it. Like, maybe, mm-hmm, like, maybe 5 seconds. Like, that's the max I'll spend on someone's profile. Because then you swipe, and then, like, if you look back that there's a match later, you can just, like, look at the profile then and unmatch them. So I do, like, more of the swiping, like, first, and then I see who I've gotten in my basket. Then I look at them and, you know, unmatch based on, like, if this is some disgusting thing they've messaged me, or, like, if I don't, like, just, like, I'm not attracted to them, you know, just kind of... Not that I'm saying I swipe right on everyone, because that's not true.
Yeah.
But, like, no, just sometimes they fall through, you know.
Yeah, I've definitely gone back on my, like, Tinder thing and been like, how did you get here?
Yeah.
Or especially, like, if I Tinder late at night or when I'm, like, super turned on and I'm Tindering, and then, like, I, like, jerk off and go back to it, and I'm like, what have I done? I don't...
No, it's so true.
Tindering while horny is, like, as bad as Tindering while high. Like, I just come back 100%. And I'm like, shit, goddamn.
Decisions back.
Fuck. What did I do?
You wrote this piece on your blog that was about how you're refusing to fuck people now who their politics are bad.
Yes.
So, like, do you have a way of, like, filtering out, like, unfeminist people on Tinder?
Well, I have in my profile, I said, if you're not into feminism or activism, we're probably not going to get along. That I feel like some people see the word feminism and that, like, immediately deters them, which is, like, that's whatever. But, like, it can be a good thing because I don't want to hang out with people who aren't cool about feminism.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have that, but it, just in conversations, usually it automatically comes up just because of, like, the time that we're living in and what's in the news.
Right.
Just like that, it's just topical, right? So you're like, oh, this thing, and you're like, oh, so what do you think about that? And they're like, oh, and then it's like, you know, you decide based on their response. Some people just come out of the woodworks right away and they're like, oh, we probably won't get along. And I'm just like, unmatch. Okay, yeah, thanks for telling me. That's great.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are afraid to put, like, controversial stuff in their profile because they're like, oh, you know, I'm super feminist. But, like, what if someone sees feminist and doesn't like me? Then, like, bitch, great. They're gone.
Yeah. Like, clear out.
Correct. They're allow people to self-select out of your dating pool. Mm-hmm. I, like, front-load my profile with, like, I'm queer, trans, poly, like, just feminist. You know, like, any of those things rough for you? Like, my profile says I'm kinky. Like, I'm out about all of it because they're all deal breakers for me.
Yeah.
So if something is super important to you, I put it right away instead of being like, all right, 3 dates in, I need to disclose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Because you don't want, like, to do that. Yeah, you don't want to open up that.
Let them find out before they're even there.
It's so smart. Saves time.
And there's still those assholes who, like, don't read your profile, and then you find that out while you're on the date with them. You're like,
honey.
You don't even know what feminist means.
There was a guy recently who messaged me, and I think he was one of those people that was like, oh, like, I don't think we're going to get along. And I was like, oh, are you a devil's advocate type? That's what I said. He's like, yes, actually. And, like, and then I was like, oh, okay. But he's like, oh.
She should have responded with, actually, it's well, actually.
That would be amazing.
And I think he was like, oh, hear me out for a second, and he kind of, like, did something, and I just responded, because, like, based on his response, I was just like, what do you think of Black Lives Matter? And I said it, in the acronym version. He's like, oh, what's that? And I was like, Black Lives Matter. And then he messaged me this, like, big paragraph thing about how he doesn't think people should be fighting for their rights. Basically, that's kind of what it boiled down to. And I was just like, unmatched. Like, this goodbye. Yeah. So sometimes I ask questions that are, like, if I can't really tell where they're, like, what side of their politics are, I just ask questions, and usually that, like, brings up people's real sides real quick.
Yeah.
Because they want to tell you about it. They want to explain to you about it.
They want to shout about how awful they are.
Yeah, that's really how it is, which is great.
Fuck That and Fuck Yeah is our weekly segment where we tell you something we hate and something we love. What is your Fuck That this week, Bex?
My Fuck That is almost threesomes,
mm-hmm.
which are things that, those times when you get so damn close, but there's just something in the way that doesn't, but, like, just, okay, maybe it's only me, But I just sit in a room with two other people, and I'm like, we are like three chess moves away from a threesome right now. This is, y'all see this, right? Am I the only one? Like,
you're just a flirting genius. You know exactly what the moves are.
Yeah, I guess I'm in my mind palace, just like seeing the Matrix. I don't know, but it's just when you get so close, and then it's like, oh, we don't have somewhere that we can do this, or oh, like whatever it is. It's just so upsetting.
So we have to borrow a friend's house.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Just go on a quest to a stranger's house.
Suze, what's your fuck that?
Couples that don't involve the person they invited. Mm. That's never happened to me, but I know in the unicorn community, it's like a huge pet peeve, and I really don't want it to happen to me. Like, just, yeah. It's not cool. It's just like, you invited me to fuck you both, and I'm sitting in the corner while you guys have regular sex over there. It's just odd. I hope that never happens.
Yeah, yeah, like, if you're into voyeurism, maybe, but, like, that's that has to be explicitly laid out.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. My fuck that is dudes on Tinder who tell me that they love my blog, because that's creepy. like, my boyfriend is someone who knows me through the podcast, and he was, like, very conscientious about, like, the imbalance of knowledge about each other that we had, and he was really careful about that. But some dudes, it's just like, I don't trust you to know all this stuff about me from my blog and also not be creepy. Yikes.
Yeah.
Retweet.
What's your fuck yeah?
My fuck yeah is flirting for threesomes.
Ooh.
Like, so we were talking about me being like the flirting wizard over here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 3 or 401 level flirting. Like, it's just a really interesting challenge of like juggling all of these different people and like talking about one person as a way of flirting with the other one and like triangulating everyone in and making sure everyone feels involved and you're flirting with all of them. It's like juggling a whole bunch of really sexy balls.
I love that. I also love your use of the word triangulate.
Thank you.
What's your fuck yeah, Suze?
Unexpected threesomes.
Mm-hmm.
When they pop out spontaneous, like not
a wild threesome appeared. Bex used lick a tongue.
If you ever don't know what to do during a threesome, just use lick a tongue. You don't. You have nothing else to say about
nothing
that.
Nothing else to say. Just no, it's an unexpected threesome.
Yeah,
it's great.
I'm there with you.
Fantastic.
My fuck yeah is respectful threesome negotiators. So like, you and me have been discussing possibly threesoming with my boyf. And in my experience, most dudes, when you suggest a threesome, they're just kind of like, yeah, sounds good, cool. And they don't really get more in-depth about it than that. But my boyfriend was like, I would want to have, like, a discussion with Suze beforehand and, like, figure out what things she's into and what things she's not down to do and, like, figure out what kind of submissive she is and, like, what she likes to feel like. And I was like, wow, you are a kink nerd, and this is great. This is very important. Suze, thank you so much for being on our show. It's been so fun.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
This is a threesome here. I just realized.
We're a threesome talking about threesomes.
We're a threesome of minds only.
With three P's on a podcast.
Oh, Suze! Sometimes you just bust out the best puns.
I know, it's very unexpected. I'm always, like amazed by myself.
Or unexpected. Lol. Do you want to tell folks where they can find you on the internet?
Yeah, sure. I'm at redhotsuze.com, which is my blog. I'm redhotsuze on Twitter, redhot.suze on Instagram. I have a Patreon. My body is nude on there.
There's so many great nudes
They're
on there.
They're so good. Woof.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Just in case you haven't seen Suze and couldn't tell from this podcast, she's a mega babe. So, like, you want to see these nudes. Not to objectify.
Oh, yeah. No, you can go for it.
Because also your
brain's
very
hot. You're
allowed
to objectify me.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. I am Kate Sloan. You can find my sex blog at girlyjuice.net and the rest of my writing at katewritesaboutsex.com. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram at girly_juice. Where's your stuff?
I'm Bex. I'm at BexTalkSex on Twitter and Instagram, and you can find all my writing at BexTalkSex.com. Together we're the Dildorks. You can find us at the Dildorks on Twitter and Instagram and at thedildorks.com. If you want to support us, head over to your favorite podcatcher and write us a review in iTunes or Stitcher. It makes it easier for other people to find us. You can also head over to Patreon and support us at patreon.com/thedildorks. Throwing a few bucks our way helps us keep doing rad stuff like this and gets me to Toronto to record other in-person podcasts, which is what we're doing right now.
So fun.
Sousa's a babe, and right next to me.
If you want to tweet something at us this week, tweet at the Dildorks and tell me which two celebrities or fictional characters you would most like to threesome with.
No, tell us what celebrities we should threesome with.
Oh, I mean, I want to threesome with Benedict Cumberbatch and Andy Samberg, because how fucking weird would that be? Do y'all have an answer to this question?
Oh, I'm not considering you as much as you have. I need to consider. That's an answer that needs like research. Like,
okay.
Into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you to Protodome for letting us use his song "I Want You in My Bedroom" as our theme song, and thank you also to Amy Gardner, who's at @starboots_ on Twitter, for having done our logo. Until next time, folks, get out there and live your sexy, dorky life. Bye! Okay. Fuck that, fuck yeah. We're good for time, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Do you know how that works? You listen to our
show,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just need to think of something before we.
So maybe.
So how that works is we don't think of it until now.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
And Kate looks grumpily at me while I don't have any answer.
I need to think of one too.
Okay. So we do need to think.
This is also flirting break. If you wanted to.
Yes. This is also flirting break where we get to get our phones.
I love it has a name. I was like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, this is when we text someone cute.
Oh, I like that. Play a break. That's like a Dildork secret.
Well, not anymore. It's probably in the bloopers now.
Georgia's out getting ice cream and not answering you.
Georgia!
What?
Do you want to just
Georgia!
Send her another?
Is it her?
No, you send her one. She promised she was going to take me to get ice cream.
Oh, rude.
Ooh.
And ice cream after, unless you've already had some.
Petulant pup. Yeah.
What? What kind of excuse is this? The ice cream? What? Doesn't add up.
I couldn't decide if I wanted to say something else, and then I got distracted.
That was a trumpet solo you just did.
If you want to support us, head on over to your favorite podcatcher. Head over.
Almost.
Yep.
Kind of.
Yep.
Sort of.